Hey, if you were a hot dog and you were starving, would you eat yourself?
How you doing, man?
Kunjaba, I am well.
Awesome. Good to hear from you, man. I don't like these once a month ones. I have to get going. The season's coming up, Lou. You know, we go back to once a week then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, you have a big announcement. Give us the training day date, sir.
Oh. <laughs> Yes. The Blessing of the Grills training camp, August 28th.
Woo. That's a Sunday.
Be here or be square.
That's right, baby. So that's a Sunday, of course, and that will be the first Sunday of the new season. Jeez.
Yes, it will. It'll be coming time to eat some encased meats.
Yep.
Listen to some music.
Yes.
And gamble.
We, of course, will be kicking off our picks of the week, Lou, the NFL picks of the week.
And, yes, indeed.
Yeah, we'll get that group together again, that motley crew. You know,
the motley.
Cammy and Bob Fisher have moved back to the area, so they will attend a Lou Dickman Weekly.
Until they show up, it's only a threat.
You know, one of the games this year is the New York Football Giants at noon. What a celebration that will be. That's in November.
That will be a great day.
Yes, it will.
What day in November would that be?
I think that's November 20th, the Sunday, the week before Thanksgiving, Lou.
Well, if that's November 20th, that will be Lou Dittman's birthday as well.
Oh, my God. Oh, the celebration that day, Lou. The place might
burn. Yes.
The place might burn down. I have a prediction. So.
Uh-oh, burning down the house.
Burning down the Lou house. All right. So anyway, yeah, we started a new feature, of course, last show. Last month. And it was called Bear of the Week. Lou, Bear of the Week. Do you have a Bear of the Week as we move into training camp for the Chicago Football Bears? Well, who's your Bear of the Week?
Yes, where I was taking my ride through. Uh-huh. Now, just in review, who did we review last week?
We did Kyle Long was one of them. And then I think some random pick that you made.
This week.
All right.
I am going to go with Robbie Gould.
Robbie Gould! Good old number.
Yes, the much maligned Robbie Gould of last season.
Good old number 9, Lou. And tell us why you're giving Robbie Gould this rare honor of Bear of the Week.
Because.
Yes.
He had a couple of missteps, no pun intended. Late in the year, missed some crucial field goals. Totally unlike Robbie Gould and, throughout his career with the Bears.
Yep.
I think that is just a one-off, and he's going to come back. He's going to be stronger than ever, and he's going to take the kicking title.
All right. There you go, Lou. I think, and he's also threatening the total points title, I believe, for the Chicago Football Bears.
Well, that's not saying much.
Kevin Butthead Butler has that record. Okay, my Bear of the Week, Lou, is good old number 69. Yeah, Lou, there's a rookie from Buffalo University. You know Buffalo University, Lou?
That's up there by the Great Waterfall.
All right, there you go. He's an offensive lineman. He's 6'7", 320 pounds. The rookie from Buffalo, John Kling. Good old number 69.
Kling, 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 kling.
Yes, that's exactly it, Lou. So there.
All right, we might have to hop right on that Kling bandwagon.
And we're going to cling to that Kling bandwagon, Lou.
That's it. We're going to have to get the good old number 69 jerseys with Klingon.
Klingon.
We are the Klingons.
The Klingons. Good old number 69, the Klingons. I hope he makes the team now, Lou.
He's got it. It's destined.
That is destiny if I've ever heard destiny. So.
Okay, throw this link on his Facebook page.
I will. All right, sir. How are you doing? What else is going on with Lou Dickman?
Oh, enjoying the summer. I harvested some garlic today off the farm, off of the Dickman plantation.
Awesome.
Got plenty of tomatoes. Got plenty of green tomatoes.
And you say the garlic's coming in now. That's pretty good.
Oh, the garlic's in. It's all harvested.
Wow. Look at you.
Yeah.
How about Doodle? When does she go back to college?
Doodle leaves in less than a month.
Mm. Are you going to accompany her back east?
What was that?
Are you going with her back east when she goes back?
Or of course.
Oh, good. That's
cool. Oh, of course.
So you'll have the road trip?
Hey, I have to make sure everything's okay out there, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Lou Dickman. I know what you're saying.
Got to get my Giants wear. Gotta check in on the Hartford Yard goats.
I think for the 20th you may have to go full uniform, Lou.
Uniform?
With the Dickman name on the back of it.
Full birthday suit. Full birthday suit. Number 10. Good old number 10.
Good old number
Brad
10. All right. So in this intervening month have you gotten to a sandwich place, Lou? Or
I've been denying the sandwich. It's been too hot, the sandwich.
All right, so I understand that. We'll get that going again come what may.
Next month.
So, you ready for your question of the week, Lou? I know y'all.
I'm all ears, Kamish. I'm all ears.
What is the best reason to go to Cleveland, Lou? To Cleveland, Ohio, what is the best reason, in your humble opinion?
To get Burpman's mustard.
There you go. I knew that. I set you up like pins in a bowling alley for that one, Lou. What is the greatness of that particular mustard?
Oh, it's just when it does to your taste buds, it's just stimulated.
Well, folks out there in podcast land will find that out on August 28th at training day. But actually,
it'll be outstanding.
Yes, it will. And we'll get you the details later, but we made the announcement. Lou, give us your catchphrase out, and we'll talk.
Have an outstanding month, and go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Pass the Mustard Service. When you need to be judged, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou.